All right, Norm told a entertaining story yesterday about the first time his parents ever went on a plane. They had never flown before, and Norm grew up in New York. And when he was living here in Dallas years back, he thought he'd put his parents on a plane and fly them to Dallas to visit him. And they had to go from Dunkirk, New York, through Buffalo, and I think they had a connection in Chicago. So it was like a 50-minute drive. And Norm just didn't know how it was going to go because his parents had never flown. And think about that. You've never flown in an airplane, and then you're in your 70s, and you're going to fly for the first time, go to an airport for the first time and do that. And Norm told the story how they left for the airport. I think their flight was at 11. They had about a 45-minute drive, and they left at 7 o'clock in the morning. So they were there 3 hours before the plane took off. And I think Norm's mom said, well, they don't know who we are, and if everyone else is there, they may just take off without us. Kind of a confusing quote to unpack. But I see where Norm's mom was coming from there. They just wanted to make sure that they had plenty of time. So it got me thinking that must have been just wild for them, never being on an airplane before, and you're not on a prop, but you're on a jet, and you go from Buffalo to Chicago, then on to Dallas. And it got me thinking about the first time I ever went on a plane, and I don't remember a ton of details about it, but I was 10, and I flew with my parents. They were going to a commercial roofing convention in Florida.
Well, that's exciting.
That sounds like a party, doesn't it? And I think it was, actually. I think
those roofing conventions
got pretty crazy.
I think every convention gets crazy,
yeah,
even from the most buttoned-down-sounding industries.
Mm-hmm. But golf was certainly involved, and it was in Florida. And we had a relative that lived in Florida, so I flew with them. I got to stay with the relative. They went on to the convention. It was great for me because it was not even during my spring break, but I got to miss a week of school. But I do remember that. I remember two things about it. How magical that was that we left Chicago, Illinois, and in the same night, we were in Miami, Florida. That was just bizarre. We stayed at a hotel in Miami. I think I was 10.
I'm still amazed by that, by the way.
Yeah, it's still a
as
cool
an adult,
feeling. Yeah.
When I go to sleep in a completely different part of the country,
yeah,
than what I woke up in.
It's really magical, and I remember thinking that was really cool. And the other thing that really stands out, this was back in the day when you could smoke on a flight. That's what ruined it for me. I just remember it as a really smoky flight. People were smoking in the airplane.
People. Your dad was smoking, wasn't he?
You know, I don't remember him as much because Mom never let him smoke inside or, well, he did smoke in the car with the window down. And that's where we got the speech of he would stop smoking
when she stopped asking
about it. Which was genius and sorry at the same time. But anyway, that's my big thing about it was I just remember people smoking on a plane. And then I didn't go on one for another 10 years. And now I'm in my 20s, and I got to fly with the North Texas basketball team on a trip. And we flew to New Orleans. And I remember that trip. That was almost like the first time that I flew because I really remember a lot about that, going to the airport, being responsible for my own ticket and all of that business. And again, just a neighboring state, but it seemed like a long flight and it was really a cool experience. And my kids flew, especially my youngest, I think he flew when he was like a year old and they, I don't think thought too much about it. They thought it was cool, but I don't think that they got that magical experience that we got when we took our first trip as a kid.
When do you think smoking on a plane stopped?
I bet it's more recent than we think. I'm going to say somewhere in the 90s.
Yeah, I think it's the 90s. Because I have said this before, but I remember the first international flight I took, there was still smoking on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say late 90s. I'll say 97.
This is shocking to me because I would have guessed late 80s, maybe 1990, but it stopped in 2000. That's when the U.S. banned smoking on all flights. 2000?
Yeah. I remember taking a flight in the late 90s, and it had just, I guess, that airline no longer let people do it, but the plane still smelled like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of an older plane. But yeah, that was wild. You guys remember your first flight?
I don't remember mine. I know it was when I was young. I think I flew one time when I was a child, like a really young child. And then I didn't fly again probably until I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
same thing with me.
Late teens, something like that.
We just didn't fly places as a kid. We always drove.
Right. But I know that the experience of when I was a kid and flew was really impactful, even though I don't remember it directly. I remember a few things about it. I remember how obsessed I was with the airport.
That you could go there and go pretty much anywhere you wanted.
Just, yeah, and well, that you could watch these planes take off, and it was just kind of magical. It was magic land to me. And then they gave me a little plastic plane. I guess they gave all kids back in the day who got on a flight a little plastic plane. And I just coveted that thing. I thought that was such a treasure.
Yeah.
And I just remember the texture of it and the look of it. And in my mind, it was somehow associated with Tic Tacs because they had the same shape. It was a white little plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had the same texture and the same shape, even though the plane was much bigger. But that was really magical to me the first time I flew.
I still get that feeling looking up at planes and wondered where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we used to live by the airport and we'd see planes all the time. When we lived in Coppell, just right down the road from DFW.
That's why you need to get your pilot's license like I'm going to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to sign up. What is it, about a week and a half course?
I think they got a 6 to 8 week training program, which sounds perfect for you. What about you, Junior? When was your first flight?
I remember, like Gordo, I was obsessed with the airport, so much so that every year, every couple of years, my dad would just take me to the airport just on a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't going anywhere or picking anybody up, and that's back when you could go through security without a ticket. So we would go out there, and they had a little observation deck at Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City, and we'd go up in the observation deck and watch the planes take off and land. But I just, the airport was my favorite place.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough of it. I flew to...
Because y'all drove too, most places.
Yeah, we drove everywhere. So I only flew twice as a kid, and once I was about 3 or 4, and my mom and my sister, who was 1... and me flew to Montana or North Dakota to my mom's old hometown, visiting her sisters and cousins.
Yeah.
And I barely remember it. I just remember a lot of crying and being agitated, or maybe it was my sister that was agitated, and the flight attendant was always around us, and that must have been hell for my mom flying with two, you know, a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old.
So that's amazing you can still remember that.
I just remember little bits of it. And then the next time I flew, I was about 12. And again, me, my mom, my sister flew to California to visit her sister and my cousins for summer vacation.
Yeah.
L.A., Simi Valley.
That must have been awesome.
It was incredible. We went to Disneyland a couple of days, and they had a pool, which we didn't growing up. So we were in their pool every day, and they'd go to the beach with us, and it was awesome.
I thought about this. I don't think, and I'll have to ask my older brothers and sisters this, I don't think my grandparents ever flew.
Yeah, I don't think my grandmother, the only grandparent I knew, thank you all.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she ever flew.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty common back then.
Yeah.
I think mine did. So, scoreboard.
Yeah, I guess you got scoreboarded there. But it's just 2 generations ago. But that's probably about the same age as Norm's parents. And they only, I think, flew that one time from Buffalo to Dallas. But pretty cool. Thinking about the first time you ever got on that bird. When's the last time you flew, given the pandemic? It's been 14 months, I guess, for me.
Was it our Super Bowl trip?
No, I went to, remember I met... Took the very risky trip to Mexico like a week before everything shut down.
You were at a super spreader event.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Yeah. Didn't know it at the time.
I've heard from some P1s who enjoyed flying during the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah. So they got tons of room.
Nobody on the plane. Yeah.
It was nice.
Probably a pretty good time to go. All right. 5:47 on the ticket. Did you know this was going on? I'm a football fan, and I did not. And we'll talk about it next.